coming. I think we should start with the meeting. I want to believe that all the necessary documents have been circulated to ourselves that are going to form key to the program of the day. Start with the agenda, which looks like had 6 items, if you are having it. Of course, with the date of today, I know sometimes you find yourself having many agendas, including the previous one and the amended one. The one that you should have has got 6 agenda items. Of course, you are all welcome in this meeting. As usual, my concern for poor attendance remain high on the my remarks and input until we are satisfying that particular understanding. However, in trying to address that challenge, we have requested to have a special meeting on Wednesday the 18th, which we have already been given political approval by the House Chairperson. The meeting will sit strictly from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. The venue will be E337. Of course, the new building of the National Assembly. To highlight issues that we'll be dealing with them on that particular date, we will be looking at the two proposals that we received briefing and submissions. The one coming from Honorable Self pertaining to the presidential power to pardon, and then the same was then received from Honorable Delil. So we will be looking towards moving towards taking a decision as to do we then give a go ahead or not. We will also look at the quarterly report, the previous quarter report. You would recall that we are expected to on an quarterly produce a report of the committee on the activities that we were embarked on. So we will look at that particular quarterly report. We will also look at the sets of minutes. I'm sure there are 2 sets of minutes that are in our disposal, but we haven't, adopted them. All these issues that I'm raising, you didn't immediately understand that they required quorum. Therefore, the reason we are calling the special meeting is to make sure that we deal with this backlog that seemed to challenge the progress of the committee. those are the things that we'll be dealing with them on Wednesday the 18th. Therefore, we will advise that you look at the quarterly report, you look at the set of minutes, recap on submissions we received on the proposed legislation presented to us by both Honorable Selfs and Honorable Dilip. So that when we entered into that meeting, people should not expect a reading of word by word. You should come knowing areas that you wanted to talk to them, highlight that the omission, the spelling error in minutes and so on, so that we make progress. We should not go there and all of us claiming to say, I haven't even seen the minutes, I haven't seen the proposed, you know, quarterly report. It will be something we are not encouraging to see that. Therefore, you are encouraged to check on all the things that I've highlighted and make sure that you are on top of the whole scenario. But over and above the incoming Wednesday, the 18th special meeting, we have also made a submission to the House Chairperson, request that we be relocated, our meetings not be relocated to Wednesdays. But then, on condition, we agreed that this 8 to 9 is suitable for you, for all of us. Will be able to be in the meeting as early as 9 o'clock because condition that they will accept our request on is if we assure them that the hour slot will do well. However, we then said, for argument's sake, when we will be dealing with the review of program, you will see that there will be stakeholder submissions. And we still believe that stakeholder submissions will be done on Fridays, but all our other activities will run them on Wednesdays from 8 to 9 if we get, you know, approval from the House Chairperson and so on. I think the revised program is part of our packages that are here. We will look at it when we arrive at it. Amongst your package, you will find a memorandum that we have drawn in terms of Rule 238 of the rules of the National Assembly. This is in relation to how do you initiate a bill as a committee. We are proposing in this memorandum to be given permission to prepare a petition act that we have been talking about it. So we are now starting to engage into the formalities of how do we do this. Therefore, having said this particular area, it has got a bearing on the agreed workshop that we were saying we will have a workshop of Petition Act on the 29th of October. We will then withdraw our application to House Chairperson until they approve this, because I don't see them going to give us a permission to have a workshop towards preparation of that particular petition before they approve our memorandum that we should go forward. I'm sure if you read Rule 238, when it goes down, it said this memorandum will then be tabled in the House and then be considered whether Parliament agreed or not agreed. Then we will then do other things after that particular approval. Without the necessary approval, we may not embark on anything, because that it will then mean we will be in an unauthorized expenditure, which might translate at the end to become a fruitless exercise. That we spend the resources of the Parliament for something that did not worth us to do. But I think it will be necessary also for one to just reflect on an opportunity that we were given yesterday for the first time to, you know, had an opportunity through the House to adopt our report. There is something that worried me yesterday in that proceeding, which was the way in which DA, through its own person, descend on our reports. I'm sure I've been saying on several occasions, honorable members, that I would be glad when we debate these things that we take the interest of, you know, the people of South Africa at heart than be driven by our own political ambitions. And I do recall vividly that when we debated the proposed amendment to the Police Act, which was tabled by Honorable Kola Barnard, we all anonymously agreed that this is the route we need to do. We agreed that the point she raised and then the point that the ministry raised are not, you know, in conflict. However, the ministry was then having a broader scope of, you know, what they wanted to do. And we agreed, all of us, irrespective of what party we came from. And the similar route we did when we were dealing with the proposed amendment to the Gender Act presented to us by Honorable Mentor. We all anonymously agreed that to give this particular proposal a go ahead, it will then that we are misleading Parliament, because we'll be saying Parliament should consider something that will then become unconstitutional. Because the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa said to us, we will be having a mandate to consider and pass laws that are, you know, within the territory of the Republic of South Africa. That therefore, the proposal was then saying the Gender Act should then be amended to have effect into the international community. We agreed that we cannot give such type of, you know, proposal and approval. And then we agreed. Nobody dissented, nobody argued differently. And the similar debate was then when we were debating on the Human Rights Act, equally come from, you know, Honorable Mentor. We did exactly the same. But yesterday, suddenly a member of a parliament stood in the whole, you know, chamber and said we are descending, unfortunately mentioning the name of the political party to say the political party, DA, is descending on the decision of the committee. I don't have a problem with descending, but descending should be registered when we are still here, so that we know that there is this, you know, descending view coming from a political party. It becomes really embarrassing and unprofessional and unethical, you know, suddenly to leave everything under one impression that we are working together, we have been, you know, agreeing on this thing. Suddenly somebody stood up and said, we are descending on the view. And I guess all these parties, including DA, they've got representation in this committee. If the view that they were, you know, raising was supposed to be raised here, and then we differed from, you know, this point, and we were not going to be surprised. I'm saying this because I feel very much, you know, betrayed. So either the party itself betrayed us as a committee, because I guess all of us here, at the end of the day, whatever you debate, you report to your caucus. And if your caucus had something differently, then you should come back and say, this is what our views are in terms of our party. But to surprise us in that, it did, you know, you divide us instead of, you know, building a unity that we thought we wanted to build out of this committee. So I thought it will be wrong for me not mentioning this thing, that it you know, didn't go well with me. I wasn't happy, I must say. And I think I spoke to Honorable Pretorius about it yesterday immediately, that this is a behavior I won't tolerate. I don't want to change my way of, you know, working with you on the basis of things that are not helping any of us. And we need to be honest, we need to be generous, we need to make sure that we represent the party position. If there is a dissenting view of the party, it should be registered while we are sitting here. Unlike me going there and said, anonymously, we have agreed that this is what we want to, you know, present to the House. Suddenly you then said, no, there's no agreement. We don't even want to be part of this decision. I thought, honorable members, we should refrain from this, what we have seen yesterday. I'm not saying agree with us in everything we're saying, but register your concern while we're still sitting here. Don't surprise us, you know, outside the committee while we thought you are part of our collective. When we said we have agreed, we include everybody. And if you register objection, I will make mention that we had an objection from a member whom will come and, testify on that. I guess that will not recur. It's not a good way of, you know, working together. It might create amnesty amongst ourselves. We may start working with a view of backstepping each other, not working together for the best of the people of the Republic of South Africa. I think that concludes my remark and my input on the okay. The agenda before you.
Chairman, I just make one comment. You allow me.
I don't want to play with the point. We've had a discussion yesterday about it, and I did apologise to you for the fact that we had a change of mind subsequent to what we decided at the time here. As you know, in politics, individuals are subject to caucus decisions, and our caucus took a decision that, because of frustration, that legislative proposals do never go further than the first hurdle, that our default position in future will be that we would prefer basically all proposals to go through this step to the next step, which is the portfolio committee, where the actual in-depth discussion should take place. But there must be certain considerations which must be considered by this committee. And we say the rules don't help us at this stage. And therefore, we will attempt to adjust the rules, to have the rules adjusted, to give very clear indications to this committee what we can do and what we cannot do. Our view is that we shouldn't go to all the depth of discussing contents of legislation, specific detailed contents of topics which we don't know anything about. If I can use an example, the pregnancy bill, for example, of Mr. Dudley. That's a highly technical bill which places a huge burden on us as a committee to decide whether that should go forward or not. We say such a type of legislation, and many of the legislations that arrive here are basically that type of thing, should almost automatically go through. Obviously, if there are clear-cut cases where we can see that the bill is unconstitutional, it's a frivolous attempt to get something on the table, it clashes with existing law, it is not constitutional, things like that, which should be in the rules to say to us, then we should have a duty to stop it here and say we don't agree with it. But in general, we feel that this committee should not be a stumbling block. It should rather be a clearing house to pass things on sooner. But I want to conclude there our remarks and keep my undertaking that from our side, we will be consistent from now onwards. This was a little bit of a hiccup, and I apologize for that, but our stand will be consistent from here forward, and our cooperation will not be in jeopardy because of that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Sassi.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm happy and covered about Honorable Pretoria, because truly speaking, I was also so embarrassed. Immediately, I noticed what happened. I said, oh, what's going on now? All right, because we have discussed the issue and he apologized on that, then I'm okay with that. One thing I want to find out, Chairperson, it's about the application of the Wednesday slot. We are still going to apply, of which we don't even know whether they will agree to us. But I think if we as members of this committee agree on that, on that 1 hour, rather than applying for only one Wednesday, maybe per month, then have a Friday to discuss whatever. How would it be if we just apply to sit and agree here in this committee to sit every Wednesday and leave Fridays and get out of Fridays outright and stick to Wednesday, that 1 hour, 8 to 9. If we really agree as the committee members, then I think we have to move out of Fridays, because Fridays are giving us problems. Just look at us here just today. Another, in your own input, you mentioned in the workshop that is scheduled for 29th, only one day. I want to find out who will be attending that workshop. Will it be us alone, or there will be other people invited? If there are other people invited, do we think one day will be enough for that workshop? Can't we look for another day and to apply for a particular day? Thank you.
Thank you, I'm worried about this Wednesday. Much as I am aligning myself with Honorable Sosingo, because we've adjusted ourselves to this Friday, because other Wednesdays will clash with this committee. Sometimes they are starting at 8:30, other committees or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, but there are committees on Wednesday. Friday, they said to us, Friday is a working day. So, Comrade Sosibo, Honorable Sosibo, I agree with you halfly. Friday is a working day. Let's take this Friday, because Friday is free. Friday is free. Let's take this Friday. Let's not risk about this Wednesday. It's a working day. They said so. So we've adjusted ourselves to this Friday. We've got so many things to do, even ourselves today. But we said, no. Let's try and make this Friday as a working day, really. Thanks.
Thanks, Honorable Linda. Any input on the matter?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm not in a position to the idea of having our meetings on Wednesday, but my concern is that is a very short space of time for a meeting to deliberate on issues that come to this committee. But I really don't have a problem, but I have a meeting on a Wednesday. My portfolio committee meeting starts at 9 every Wednesday, but I was going to sacrifice just to attend the 8 o'clock meeting so that I can be able to attend. You know, that would make me, you know, come to a committee and in a hurry go to another committee, which is, it's a requirement that I go to that committee meeting. So, but I'm not very much opposed to a Wednesday. But Friday, to me, is not a problem, as I stated before, because I don't have a meeting on Friday. As my honorable comrade is saying, Friday is a working day. but no Fridays for other people that have to take flights and connect Friday is a problem for them. Thank you.
Honourable Pretoria. Okay, yes, from our side, we don't have a problem with the 1 hour slot on a Wednesday. The two of us sit on Scopa, and we can miss Scopa starting at 9 o'clock. So Wednesdays will be limited to an hour, I think, from most of us. And Fridays are available. So I would go along with the proposal that we were given that we sit for the Wednesday hour and see the hear the submissions on the Friday. So can I just ask about the breakover, the workshop on the 29th? Is that date fixed? That not negotiable, because for the same weekend, the DA, for example, is going away on a caucus breakaway. So two of us, it seems, would not be able to attend this workshop. I'm just asking whether it's been fixed already or whether it's negotiable.
Thank you, Chairperson. If it will be in 1 hour meeting on Wednesday, then I agree. Thanks.
Maybe just to try and clarify, the reason why we applied for this coming Wednesday as a special meeting is because we realized that we had a backlog which emanated from our failure to head a quorum and continue with the work. So we normally deliberate on simple issues. We don't take decisions in many of our meetings because we don't have a quorum. So we thought Wednesday, it is a day that almost nearly everybody is here. People came here at most, the last of them, on Tuesday. Therefore, Wednesday, all of us were in Parliament. So we then said, if we can say before any activities, then we agreed to compromise to say, let's wake up earlier than other people. And we be here, 8 o'clock, we do our business, 9 o'clock, we close, and then we go to other commitments that have been there for quite some time, like Honorable Pretoria, as they say, it's sitting in Scopa, Honorable saying he has got a meeting on Wednesday. So we thought if we can agree in that, we will be in a way making way of not having backlogs anymore. But Friday, we'll only sit in a Friday where we'll be submitting submissions from, you know, stakeholders, so because an hour cannot be enough for them. So we'll then give them the normal slot on Friday. They'll come and present to us. But I guess when I'm listening to you, you were just cautioning all these things to say we should not, you know, finally be seen moving away from this. We should consider all these things. I think we'll try our best. If they give us an authority to say Wednesday it be the day, we will use it with all the understanding that you are raising here. We will make sure that we don't unnecessarily inconvenience many of you. But my appeal here is to say, just to compromise and wake up early on Wednesday. Maybe it will be part of our exercise that we don't sleep too much. Honorable Peter, are you with me?
No, I'm all in.
Thank you very much. And then the issue of the 29th. The issue of the 29th, I've said we did an application to have a workshop, but we have withheld it as we are talking now, because we should first have an approval of this memorandum before we can go into the workshop. Obviously, I think before Parliament authorizes us, approve this, they may not even approve that workshop, because that workshop should follow this memorandum. So we'll then reschedule the date after they've given us approval of this memorandum. This memorandum, I would want all of us to, in our own time, read it and make sure that by Wednesday we agree whether we submit or we don't submit, or you have some amendment that you wanted to put on the proposed, you know. Okay?
Yeah.
Is it fine? Can we then move?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. On item 3, it is unfortunate that the meeting I did indeed attend with the subcommittee on rules, but the intended submission was never arrived at, because the committee spent the whole period of the meeting talking among themselves as to what processes they should follow. So they did not even arrive at what they wanted me to talk to them about. So they were talking about how do they want to amend rules. Should they amend them on piecemeal or on holistical approach? And I'm sure we are fortunate that the Honorable Pretorius is a part of that committee. If he so wishes, he may comment what they were debating. It was nothing about their request on me. They did not arrive at me. So I've been sitting there listening to them. But my observation and my understanding is they've agreed to amend the rules in an holistic way. However, there will be areas that they are prioritizing. Whether our area will be prioritized, it's something that we'll hear from them. But like I'm saying, maybe it will be good if Honorable Pretorius can benefit you about the subcommittee.
So I think your summary is correct, but they did specify that one of the first categories of rules that will be changed was the whole committee procedures section, and this will certainly fall under the committee procedures section. So I think our problems will be catered as one of the first issues of that committee. But your summary is correct. The discussions went in circles all the time. It never came to the point. But the ultimate point was that there will be some rule changes effected hopefully soon, and they will start with the committee-related rules, which may influence us also first.
There we go.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, members. We received apologies from Honourable Twala, Ainsley, Shimi, Adams, Mulabarty, Killian, and Honourable Dreyer indicated that she would be a bit late because she's attending an ethics meeting as well. Thank you.
Nothing from Amrazi.
I'm sure the one he gave to us last year, it should be standing. We should every day say it's an apology. Anyhow, thank you very much. Is there anything on the rules? I'm sure it was very clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is.
Thank you very much.
There is.
Oh, Honorable Sophie.
I would like to know if now what is going to happen. Are you going to go or wait for an invitation, or you are going to go to them and tell them that you still need to see them? Well,
like Honorable Pretorius indicated, they have said they themselves, they will report to the broader rules committee, which they would recommend that they issued some kind of a circular, which indicate to all chairpersons of committees, to all identified stakeholders, to say, can you forward what you thought needs to be amended into the rules? Mm-hmm. So that when they start the process of amending the rules, they've already captured a lot of views coming from members and chairpersons and so on. But again, the issue of saying they would then prioritize, committee activities and functions as one of the things. And I think in this regard, they might have not emphatically said so, but I guess the fact that Honorable Ambrosin's case, it's related to the committees. They might also, pull it out to attend to it in their preparatory towards responding into a court. Because after all, they must have submissions to court. Mm. I'm sure you also saw that the response from the legal unit of parliament. If that is the paper they will take to court, believe me not. we will lose that case. I'm telling you, that 1.5 kilo responding to 15 alcohol will be, you know, thrown out of the windows. But I guess the authority of parliament, they will see that and then do it. But I think the answer is we will hear from them whether they still want us or not. Okay, thank you very much. Can we then move? The reviewed of second term program. The report.
We don't have a quorum, so we won't be able to adopt.
The number 4, we are not going to be.
And the before number 5, we can't adopt. We need 7 members.
Yeah. So it means we got no way to go. Can we do for the subject? The memorandum?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Go to meet and immediately. No, you can't just read.
While we have nothing in front of the agenda, can I just make a comment or ask a question?
Okay.
I presume this is the way, because I saw it now for the first time, I presume this is a document, this document will attempt to get a Petitions Act from Parliament on running. Now my question is, was it drafted by our legal services of Parliament? Are they fully on board with this thing? Do they approve of the legal requirements, the way that we want to go? So, are they happy with that? That's my first question.
Oh, you are still coming with the other one. No. I'm sure the requirement you are asking about is very clear. It was supposed to be. We have been calling for our legal deployed person to produce this. I can't tell. It's always complaining about time. But time is not in his side. He has got a lot to do. We then sitting where I am together with the secretariat, researchers and whatever, went into the research and get what are the things that need to be done. We have got the guideline. We then tried to follow the guideline. But nonetheless, we still said we will send to them to check whether they are comfortable with what we are going to present. By Wednesday, I think, when we adopt or not adopt, they would then be, you know, giving their indication if there's something that need to be amended.
Okay, now I just wanted to confirm that this is a critical process when we create our own legislation. So Parliament's legal people must be on the ball the whole time and be involved in this process. Just one further, the second question was just a question, so I'm not sure what the answer will be. In the B, paragraph B, it says, Bill seeks to address issues that may arise as grievances when citizens petition Parliament. So, since provinces also administer petitions under their own legislation, this bill will give effect to those provincial acts. Now, give effect to me tells me that those bills are not in operation yet, but this bill will kickstart the provincial bills. I'm not sure that is the situation. As far as I know, Gauteng has got a petitions bill, and Western Cape maybe also, which are in operation already. So to say that we'll give effect to those bills, I don't think is technically correct. We'll be in line with that, or, you know, some other wording.
So it will be a concurrent.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I think we'll look at that. And those are some of the things that we thought we need to look at before we adopt on Wednesday. Because once we agree, we would then cover it and sign and send to the speaker for consideration. So hence it's very important to circulate it what we said from today while we're going to adopt it on Wednesday.
May I then just make one final comment? It takes you quite a while to read the document before you know what it's about. I would say that somewhere in the heading, the middle part, submission of a legislative proposal, colon, the wording special petitions must come in there, that we know it's about special petitions. I had to read the whole document almost to understand the legislative proposal is about special petitions. If you look at all the headings there, just in the middle, submission of a legislative proposal, colon. If you can just add the special petitions legislation, then it tells you right up front what it's really about.
So basically, this is what we wanted to do. Because we, the requirement is the same as ours. I'm sure the way we are dealing with submission, we are expected to submit the submission the same process. The only difference is we cannot submit it to ourselves. We submit to Singapore Parliament, which Parliament will then debate and agree whether they wanted us. So I'm sure from our respective provinces also, if you can, you can check how have they been working on this thing, because by the day in which we'll be given an opportunity to debate and convince Parliament, we would have to indicate why are we, you know, need this tool in Parliament. We should be able to, you know, pick a good example from province to say this, you know, system is working. And in other parts of the world, we should be able also to make that. Okay,
100% sure that Okay, 100% sure that Parliament or National doesn't have a Petitions Act. I haven't checked that. I'm just surprised to hear that we don't have a Petitions Act. And that the provinces are.
That one I can say without a shame, they don't have. They don't have. Maybe that is why even other committees, I think this tool will also empower other committees, because there's no procedure when people are petitioning Parliament to say, Parliament upon receive, it will take so many days. They can receive and say, no, we are still considering it until the end of a term of the Parliament. So this tool that we wanted to create will also empower other committees, portfolio committees, to make sure that when a petition has been referred to them, they would know that this is how we should handle it. It's not necessarily that we are saying it will be used by us. It should be used by Parliament. Okay. All we are saying is there is a need to have a tool of this nature in this Parliament. Is there anything? I'm sure you, for record purposes, we are saying the review and adoption of the second term quarterly report will be deferred to Wednesday, the 18th. So as the review and the adoption of the minutes of the 1st and the 4th of June, 2010. This set of minutes are still sitting. Without being, I'm not sure whether Barbara, the last ones are ready now. They will be ready on. Okay. So we may have another set of minutes, because in between we have other meetings that we are still waiting the seniors of Barbara to ratify it and said it's fine. So both 4 and 5 will then be dealt in that meeting of Wednesday. Thank you very much. I'm not sure what I should say. The meeting should attend. It's so early that I feel, you know.
This is, I think, Wednesday, the draft program we have on the also other Wednesdays involved, Wednesday 25 and Wednesday 1 September. Briefing by Davidson on the one, and briefing by Lee. Have those members already been informed of those dates?
I think why we are moving them on those dates, and they themselves, particularly Davidson, the impression we got is it will never be easier for him to be available on Friday. All what we will be reaffirming is to indicate that we have scheduled them for those days. I think that communication is in process. So we are aware that when we call for briefing, there will be other briefings that we also receive them on Wednesdays. on the basis of the availabilities because of other commitments of the political parties or parliament itself. Okay? Furthermore, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.